Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The National Interagency Fire Center is monitoring 11 large wildfires burning right now in the West, and it's still spring. And throughout the region, officials are taking steps to prepare for a more severe wildfire season. To reduce the risks, specialists in Nevada are turning to an animal for some help. Caleb Radel of the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
It's a warm spring morning in Carson City, Nevada. Georgia Vasey, the city's natural resource specialist, is hiking up a trail in the western side of town.
This is the time when all of a sudden you're like, wow, Nevada's not just like brown, you know, and dry. It's like looks kind of green, like from a distance, but it's all green up of all the grasses. And that's
from a distance, you can see the green hillside is painted in a swath of white that appears to be moving. As you get closer, before you can clearly see what's covering the hill, you clearly hear them. Up close, the sheep look like they're just happily chomping on grass. But Vasey says they're doing much more.
What happens after fires is that you'll get this, like, flush of fine fuels. Sheep graze the grass to hopefully, like, reduce those fine fuels.
The main one is cheatgrass. It's an invasive species that spreads quickly and is highly flammable. And these sheep aren't shy about eating it. Vasey says each one can eat about 5 pounds a day. In all, there are 1,400 sheep in two flocks that mow down cheatgrass from sunrise to sunset over the course of a month and a half.
We're not going to prevent fires. This place will always burn. But what we can see is that areas that have been grazed and then we get a fire again, the intensity of the fires is much, much less, and they're much more manageable for the fire department.
Getting rid of the grasses and brush that fuel wildfires is a critical part of managing western lands. Usually it's done by a prescribed burn, but the use of sheep, goats, and cattle is becoming more common, especially in California. Dan Macon is a livestock and natural resources advisor with the University of California Cooperative Extension. He studies how grazing can impact wildfire fuels.
It's really an effective way to manage the fuel profile. So we're removing the flammable material, but we're also able to really modify that fuel structure so that we don't have the amount of oxygen that we would have around standing untreated fuel.
This is the 16th year in a row that Carson City has used sheep to reduce wildfire risks. The program was sparked after the 2004 Waterfall Fire burned more than 8,000 acres and destroyed 18 homes in the area. And now that the entire West is in a mega drought, Vasey says the fuel-grazing sheep are more important than ever. She says the city also keeps track of what stages the grasses are in and how much is eaten each year. In grazing, sometimes less is more.
If we're overdoing it, if it was overgrazed, and that would allow us to, you know, pump the brakes and say, like, hey, this year maybe you're going to have to avoid this area for the plants to have a little bit more time to regenerate.
The program comes at no cost to Carson City, which uses sheep from a century-old ranch.
We give him land for him to be able to graze his animals, and then in the end, we get the benefit of getting this, like, you know, free fuels management.
It's a partnership that Vasey says Carson City is especially thankful for, as wildfire seasons grow longer and more intense due to climate change. For Here and Now, I'm Caleb Bradle.